Good morning, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet Earth. Once again, we are welcoming you to the AM edition, the Good Morning Biafra edition of the radio, Biafra Live transmission from here in Enugu, our capital, on this very day, the 11th day of June in the year of our Lord, 2014. Wherever you are, we're welcoming you. Sorry, I must say, for the late coming. We obviously didn't anticipate this, but it is here and we are proceeding. Please, wherever you are, we are welcoming you once again. We ask you, as always and without fail, we greet you. We accept, we acknowledge your presence by saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. Now it is the turn of those in the western part of the world, especially the United States of America. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, we now run two programs, one in the morning, one in the evening, 7 a.m. in the morning, 7 p.m. in the evening, to ensure that the ceaseless flow of information there to equip us to get Biafra is coming our way all the time. As always, we run an open interactive platform here. We allow people to express their views and their opinion because in the truest sense of it, we allow free speech to reign. The number to call if you wish to join us this morning is +234 8100 904 599. I repeat, +234 8100 904 599. Please remind your friends and your family, if you're able to do so, regardless of the continent you're in, the country, the city, the town, the area that you're living in, as long as you have an internet-enabled device, you must and should be able to receive Radio Biafra. Please, please, please tell your friends and your family, use your WhatsApp, use your BlackBerry Messenger. Also, try to use email, use text messages, use telephone calls if it is possible. Just tell people that Radio Biafra is on. Let them know that we are here to preach this very gospel, the gospel of the restoration of the complete sovereignty of Biafra. Let them know that we are here to put right what has gone wrong, that we are here to restore hope to those rendered hopeless by their association with the Zoological Republic. It was never our intention. We did not plan to be part of this very abominable and dastardly creation, but we have found ourselves in it. It is now our duty to extricate ourselves from it as men. That is exactly what we are going to do. We welcome you once again. We ask you to please tell other people to go to www.radiobiafra.co, which is our principal website. Ask people please to go to, without hesitation, to go to www.biafrarestoration.com. If they also go to biafravoice.com, they will get us. If they go to peopleofbiafra.org, they will get us. If they go to indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, they will get us there as well. If they go to biafratelevision.co, you will also receive Radio Biafra Live transmission. We have an app. If you go and download free Radio Biafra app, you will be able to receive Radio Biafra and follow all our proceedings. And more importantly, if you have installed satellite, if you have access to My TV Strong with a dish, if you can point it towards 17 degrees east facing Amos 5 satellite, you will receive Radio Biafra. If you want to be a part of what we are doing, as always, the number to call is +234 8100 904 599. And as we said earlier, there are only two types of people that can be Biafran. Either you're a soldier here on the ground, you are a volunteer, or you contribute financially towards what we are doing. Or as well, moral support, if you can offer it, if you can quantify it, and if you can define it. There are only two types of Biafrans. There are only two things in the world, night and day, darkness and light, male and female, right and wrong, good and bad. Not three, not four, not five. That is why there are only two people as well that can participate in our march towards our freedom. All of you that have been supporting Radio Biafra in one way or the other, those of you that built the cenotaph, those of you that bought our transmitter, those of you that have continued to support us, we don't need to mention your names all the time. You are doing excellently well. We want others to follow suit as well. If you have not volunteered yourself and you're here serving as a soldier, then what you need to do is to support those who are here so that we can go on to acquire all the materials needed to be able to prosecute this campaign and prosecute it successfully. please do not forget who we are, that this is Radio Biafra. We are Biafrans. We are here serving the indigenous people of Biafra, answering to Biafrans all over the world. And for that reason and that reason alone, Chukwu Abiyama is with us. Since Chukwu Abiyama is with us, we must ensure at all times remain incorruptible. We are not bribable. We can never be corrupt by his grace and no other. We are also making it very clear to all those who wish to know that we are whiter than white and whiter than snow. We are offering every praise, every adoration here. We worship Chukwu Abiyama and no other. We worship the one true God, not many gods, because as he commanded us, thou shalt have no other God but me. That is why here we worship Chukwu Abiyama. We offer praise. We have made our solemn pledge that this land, Biafra, shall be offered up as sacrifice to the Most High God, the Lord of hosts, Chukwu Abiyama, the maker of the heavens and the earth, for whom and in whom every honor, glory must and should always belong to. We are here to fulfill the scriptures that once we turn away from our wicked ways and face that which is righteous, there is no way that we will not be blessed. We are welcoming you all over again, wherever you are on this planet Earth. This is Radio Biafra without much hesitation. And for those that know this already, we are here to get Biafra. We are relentless. We are resolute. We march forward and never backwards. We do not retreat and we don't surrender. We are here to get Biafra, or everything here will be dead. That is why we are warning everybody now. If you know those that are on the corridors of power, those that hold the levers of power, you must prevail upon them to allow Biafra to exist. The conspiracy against the emergence of Biafra is global. It is international. Those of them that do not want the children of God to rise up, the same way this conspiracy was formulated against Israel up until 1948, when Chukwu Abiyama, in his infinite mercy, said there must be a state of Israel. And lo and behold, Israel came. That is the same thing that is going to happen in our case, not because of anything we are doing, but because Chukwu Abiyama is God. By his mercy, by his power, by his salvation, Biafra will come into existence. We are mere messengers, and that is what we are here to do, to propagate this very message, this message of truth and honesty. We must continue to welcome you, and as we do so, please do not tire. Please do not get fatigued. Continue to welcome other people as well. On this very day, the 11th day of June in the year of our Lord, 2014. The time now is approximately 18 minutes past 7 a.m. here in the morning. We are saying good morning from Biafra land. And as always, we are reminding you that our Skype line is also open. Our Skype is simply Radio Biafra. Once you're able to connect to it, you have no other problem. Simply Radio Biafra. Add us to your contact list, and then you are free to call us. We are not obliged to accept it, but if you call us, we will receive your call and we shall answer it. We are going on today to present our news headlines and accompanying news summary on this very morning of the 11th of June in the year of our Lord 2014. Once again, this is Radio Biafra live from our capital here in Enugu, Biafra land. Jonathan nominates Alison Madueke as Secretary General of OPEC. At least he has learned his lessons that what he did with Stella Odua was wrong. The Yorubas, for once, have not succeeded in claiming the scalp of a minister who is a Biafran. Jonathan has learned his lessons and he is digging his heels in. For once, he is behaving like a human being. Jonathan nominates Alison Madueke as Secretary General of OPEC. 48 hours as new Kanu MS Sanusi operates from Government House. What do these Biafra Zionists mean, or what was their intention? According to an editorial here on Radio Biafra, President Jonathan is a president boxed into a tight corner. Soldiers are deserting bitter as Boko Haram terrorists make strong comeback. Boko Haram terrorists are coming back and Nigerian soldiers are deserting. Please, our dear people, this is the time to strike. This army is weak and divided. Now is the time. We have our brothers and our sisters in the military begging us to do something. Now is the time. We are relying on the indigenous people of Biafra. You did something that nobody could have done before. Ezeaku is still under siege. Even this very morning as we speak, our land has been rendered desolate. That is why we are asking all of you, regardless of where you are, to ensure that you support what we are doing. To do so is not difficult. We need arms and we need weapons. We must help ourselves, and to do so, or if you want to participate in doing so, the number to call remains +234 909 466 5824. I repeat, +234 909 466 5824. When our lines open, we shall inform you. As for now, we are going to continue to bring you the news in greater detail this very morning of the 11th of June in the year of our Lord 2014. Please, 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 wherever you are, continue to inform people. Continue to tell those around you about what we are doing. Continue to tell them that we are and still remain the only people that brought humanity to attention on the 30th of May of 2014. You will tell them that we are in over 88 countries and counting. You will tell them that we are uniting our people around truth and honesty. Those we will not unite with are those who have compromised, those who are not disciplined, those who do not understand that Biafra is a divine project ordained in heaven, those who do not understand or appreciate the fact that we are surrounded by enemies and have to be very, very resolute in our approach. We are reporting today that Ezeaku is still under siege here in Enugu. The news hasn't gone away. It is left for the people of Biafra to try and rescue ourselves from the hands of this marauding headsman who has come to lay claim upon our land. We must stop them. We must repel them. And now, the news in greater detail. Minister of Petroleum Resources, Mrs. Desiane Alice-Madeke, has been nominated by President Goodluck Jonathan to become Secretary General of the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, OPEC, when the tenure of the incumbent Abdullah al-Badri of Iraq expires in December 2014. If the move sails through, Alice-Madeke will become the first female Secretary General of OPEC. 74-year-old Badri has been Secretary General of OPEC since 2007. He was also Libyan Minister for Oil and Electricity between 1990 and 2000. 48 hours after his appointment as new Emir of Kano, Alhaji Sanusi Lamido Sanusi is yet to resume duties at the Emir's Palace located in Nasarawa in accordance with tradition. Alhaji Sanusi was named new Emir by Kano kingmakers following the death of Alhaji Adoba Abdullahi Bayero last Friday. The appointment of the new emir was announced by the secretary to the Kano State Government, Rabiu Suleiman Bichi, last Sunday, and was subsequently issued appointment letter and staff of office by the governor, Rabiu Musa Kwakwanso, the following day. For those who do not know, this very man, Sanusi Lamido Sanusi, was the man, the murderer, the arch-Islamist, the terrorist that beheaded Gideon Akaloka himself with his accomplices. That was why he was put in jail by Abacha. Why our people do not want to talk about that, I do not know. This was the man that killed Gideon Akaloka. But in keeping with what has become of our people, that is why we have forgotten who we are. We have forgotten that we need to care about those who are less privileged than ourselves. We have forgotten to care about the poor, the needy, and the helpless. That is why the same man that beheaded somebody is today an emir of Kano. That is why the same people bombing and killing you are today millionaires as a result of it. That is why, as we run about sheepishly in our hopeless belief that by being docile and being very weak can grant us anything, our enemies are arming themselves. They are killing us. It is about time that we respond to them. This nonsense cannot continue. The latest unsuccessful attempt by leaders of the Biafra Zionist movement to seize a state radio station in Enugu caught the nation unawares. The operation was reportedly led by one Benjamin Onwuka. The president, he said, is the president of Biafra. A few months ago, the same group invaded the Enugu state government house but failed. It was in the wee hours of the night, but their effort was promptly repelled by the security agencies. I have seen the pictures of these detained in connection with the invasion, and I'm very worried. What could these able-bodied young men be looking for? What is motivating them? Who are they speaking for? Also, the last few months, especially since the Chibok girl's abduction, have left President Goodluck Jonathan's image seriously battered and in need of repair, writes Financial Times. Few African heads of state have experienced a drubbing at the hands of traditional and social media, quite like the zoo President Jonathan. In many African countries, a degree of deference to the office of head of state exists or persists. But in the zoo, that doesn't obtain anymore because Jonathan is weak. Jonathan is decrepit. Jonathan is imbecilic. And there is nothing anybody can do about it because it is in the nature of the man, this very human being, this very person piloting the affairs of the animals in the zoo is naturally very, very weak. He has a natural disposition to weakness. Goodluck Jonathan is a very weak man, and that is why today they are making fun of him. That is why today nowhere does he command respect, because he does not know how to handle the office of the executive president of any country, not even a primary school. Jonathan is weak. The Yorubas tell him to jump. He will say, how high do you want me to jump? He is doing everything for them, lying to us. They have given him all kaome. He has done nothing. Enugu, as we speak, is a local airport. Enugu is a local airport. If you take off from Enugu today, you will first land in Kano before you proceed. Enugu is a local airport. Okaome 1. Where is the second Niger Bridge? Nowhere to be found. Can you deal with the security challenges by dividing this useless contraption called the zoo, Nigeria? The answer is no. Every day, transformational agenda. Transformational agenda. What have you transformed? Is there constant electricity? Can people go to work in the morning? Can people turn their taps open and drink potable clean water without dying of typhoid contamination? What is it that you have been able to do? Transformation agenda is to transform the ways that you people steal and loot money. Others bank their money in Europe. Jonathan is banking his own loot in Namibia. We know that very well. Transformation agenda, my foot. Why we allow criminals and hoodlums to run our affairs, I don't know. Africa is the only part of the world where corruption does not mean anything. People are corrupt, blatantly and hopelessly corrupt, stealing what belongs to everybody, and they are called politicians, they are called traditional rulers, they are called emirs and oba, they are called the elite. Only in Africa are criminals called elite. They are assembled at the so-called confab in Abuja to discuss rubbish, a constitution they could not write in the first place. When the constitution was rolled out, they did not protest against it. This very Tinubu you're looking at, they told him, this very constitution is flawed. He said, no, when we get in there, we'll rectify it. Today, he's a billionaire with private jets all over the place, with accounts in over 15 different bank accounts in 5 countries. Bola Ahmed Tinubu, he's an elite. He's a leader, but he's also a criminal, a petty thief. Anywhere else in the world, he will be in jail. But those of them that support the continued criminalization of the body politics of this very place will not allow that to happen. They go and they talk about Biafra Development Millennium Goal. Yet over here, people are dying of poverty. Our interest is Biafra. That is where we focus. How do we get Biafra? Every blessed day, we ask this very question. How are we going to get Biafra? As we report once again that soldiers are deserting the zoo army. Several soldiers on the ground in Borno State have told journalists that many Nigerian soldiers are deserting after the military retreated from Bita and Izge as Boko Haram militants mounted a major offensive. It has been reported that numerous soldiers had handed over India or handed over their weapons and deserted in civilian clothes. On Saturday night, the Nigerian army had routed, I would say, the Islamic terrorists, killing more than 50 of them and driving them out of Bita and Izge. But our military sources disclosed that Boko Haram returned in full force yesterday morning in a fierce fight that overwhelmed the soldiers. They returned to Bita and Izge since yesterday morning with 6 armored personnel carriers to attack us, one of the soldiers said. They came with armored personnel carriers. We told you people that the Hausa Fulani people amassed well over $15 billion as war chest. These are the people that are now able to buy armored personnel carriers. The British people imposed air, land, and sea blockade against Biafra so we won't have any weapons. Today, Bakassi belongs to Cameroon because nobody wanted us to bring weapons. But somehow, surprisingly, Boko Haram can bring in weapons. There is no arms embargo against Boko Haram. There is no restriction placed on Boko Haram. But the British are there and they are watching. How come you are able to place air, land, and sea blockade against Biafra, a legitimate country that existed even before Britain was formed? How come that the same country that you signed an agreement with will not be allowed to exist? We were not allowed to import arms. But lo and behold, Boko Haram is going into battle with armored personnel carriers, and they are defeating the Zulu army. The Nigerian army is not strong. They are only strong when it comes to unarmed civilians. They are only strong when it comes to attacking newspapers. The Nigerian army is not strong. Britain will not support them. Russia will not support them. USA will not support Nigerian army in the open. It's impossible. We will have our people watching them everywhere. Anywhere they send arms to them from, we shall be made aware of it. They can fly it in, we know that, as they have done from Lebanon and from Iran and from Saudi Arabia. They will fly them in, but they will not be able to make use of it. All we are asking for is to allow us to acquire our own weapons to go and meet our enemies wherever and however they want it. You tie our hands behind our back. And Boko Haram, they are arming every blessed day. They overwhelm the Zulu army and they come after us. The advance guard is here already in Ezagu. Ezagu community is under siege in Enugu State. Even Ezozu, but retired Chief Justice, is here complaining. What are we going to do about it? It's our function and our duty. It has also been reported that the rampaging Boko Haram fighters, numbering at least 500 and heavily armed, attacked and sacked army bases located in the area. This is the same area they said that the 7th Division of the Nigerian Army is located. They are very strong. They are very powerful. The 26th largest economy. They carry AK-47 assault rifles. The same thing that we will have. The same thing that we have. The same thing that Boko Haram has. What matters is who has the heart to go ahead and claim what rightfully belongs to him or her. The Zulu Army is divided. It is finished. Now is the time for us to strike. This army is weak. The president is weak. You have corrupt politicians in charge. You have criminals running the affairs of ordinary men and women. Now is the time to strike them. Now is the time to remove Biafra from this very hopeless contraption they call the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. We must welcome you. This is Radio Biafra. Raise up our news headlines and accompanying news summary. And by inference, our lines are now open. The lines are open for people to call. The lines are open for people to offer their views, their opinion, however you feel about it. This is Radio Biafra and it belongs to you. That is why every morning and every evening we continue to make it possible for our people all over the world to join us in what we are doing, and we must continue to do so. And Radio Biafra will not be complete until somebody calls us from Malaysia, and I presume from the number that I'm seeing that our very first caller for today, not surprisingly, is from Malaysia. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, this is Amechi Okanzadike. Yeah, a Biafran from Ikedu, Imo State, Biafra land. I'm standing here in Malaysia. Prophet Nnamdi Kanu, I call you my prophet because you are a man of God. Yeah. Everything I find is all right. Hello?
We are listening. The world is listening to you. Please go ahead. We are listening very carefully.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah. Dr. I man here, I'm so much annoyed, you know, for what is happening in Imo State. Imo State, my own Imo State. In fact, I'm not happy. Director, what I'm telling you is that we Malaysians, we are ready at any time. We are ready to come down. We will burn down the zoo. Not in Mega. We are strongly behind you. Keep on pressurizing them. We are at your back. We must burn down the zoo. Particularly for that nonsense governor of Imo State. I must discipline him. I particularly, I must put down that useless must be here for government house. Thank you, my director.
Thank you. We are assembling our army here, the army of Biafra. Most of them came yesterday. Our army is being assembled. They have started arriving. Give us the equipment to go and finish the work. That's what we're asking for. The caller on the phone, can you hear, on Skype rather, can you hear me?
Yeah. Good morning, director.
Good morning, my dear brother. Your voice is very clear, crisp and clear. What is your name and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Malaysia. My name is Chiagozie Osuji. I called yesterday.
Yes, go ahead.
All right, director, it's my pleasure to be connected this morning. I heard the voice of my brother who called now, Okenzadike. I know him. We are very, very strong in Malaysia. And director, I called yesterday. My view was that we would like you to please put a date for Biafrans worldwide to have something like launching day. We all will know in how we all will have in heart that we are going to launch for the money or raise a fund for all nations. And I telling you that it will be a success. I have another announcement to make. You know, next tomorrow is going to be an open ceremony of a World Cup. And that is the plan and the target of the Boko Haram people to finish us. I want to advise all my brothers in Biafra land. Please be aware wherever you want to go and watch football in an open place. Remember, the times is very, very late. Please, everybody should watch football in his or her own houses. Do not go in an open places to avoid bomb blasting. And by the grace of God, we are going to be safe. And we will defeat them.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much, director.
Thank you very, very much. We have another caller on Skype, if I'm not mistaken. Do we have another caller on Skype? No, we don't. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
We have another caller on Skype.
Yes, hello. Good morning, director.
Good morning. Please turn your system down. Your name and where you are. The world is listening. Please go ahead.
Yes, my name is Nambi Oliwan. I'm calling from Switzerland.
From Switzerland. Switzerland is coming up very, very strong. We are getting too many calls from Switzerland, which is a very good thing. And we want that to continue. Hopefully someday, who knows, Switzerland will rise up to be like Malaysia. Please go ahead.
Yes, actually right here, we are not so many in Switzerland, but we are doing our best to coordinate ourselves together here.
Right.
You know, director, actually, I have been calling for a couple of weeks, if not months.
Go ahead, please.
Just to air my contribution on my view.
Today, you're very lucky. You have made it on the AM, the Good Morning edition of Radio Biafra Worldwide Broadcast. Please continue.
Thank you very much, director. Director, there are a few things I have noticed on the website. We can be able to listen to the kind of the podcast of our broadcast for the past couple of days right now.
Yeah, that is true. That is very, very true. Not due to any technical difficulties. I have to do it from here, and I do apologize unreservedly. We have been very busy. Like today, we have meetings with our commanders. There are things we are doing here, that is why. But I shall endeavor to do so before 4 p.m. this evening. All previous broadcasts will be up. I do unreservedly apologize. And also the fact that we now run morning and evening programs. I would expect our people, if you don't meet up the morning program, to meet up the evening at least. If it means having to install another program in the afternoon, then so be it. But we want our people to listen live. It is very, very important. But I will upload the podcast today.
Okay, thank you very much. Actually, Director, there is this important issue that I wanted to suggest to you so you can make it known to our people around the world. You know, there is this conference, or there are a lot of conferences coming up in different parts of the world for the indigenous people in, you know, and I was going through some of the lists. Some are happening in the US, some are happening in Europe, some are happening in Switzerland. And I thought it is imperative that if we can be able to participate in these conferences in different parts of the world, meet other indigenous people, and as well express or let the world know about our movement, not only through our own radio station, but through some of these conferences, as we might as well have people from United Nations, people from different countries coming around to see and to actually know what the indigenous people are up to. So if you would permit me, or if it's okay by you, I would make a complete list of all the conferences about indigenous people going on around the world, then send it to one of the editorial members.
You send it to Uche, you send it to Uche Mefo, and you copy me in as well. You can inbox Uche Mefo, Alphonsus Uche Mefo. I don't know if you're his friend on Facebook.
I can find him anyway.
Exactly. Inbox Uche Mefo. You also inbox me. That should make it far more easier. And also, okay, we sit down with other heads of Department of State and work something out. Very, very important. Your observation is spot on. Please continue.
Okay. Thank you very much, Director. Then another issue that I want to raise up, just like you rightly said. I mean, everybody, irrespective of where you are, we have our own quota to add to this movement. We have our own role to play. As you rightly said, if you don't come down to fight, you must support financially, or you must be a part of the team, or strategizing on how we can achieve our goal. So in respect to this, I'm beginning to think that different countries, different Biafrans living in different countries, can like come up with different projects for the movement of Biafra. Let's say, for example, Switzerland, you take up this project, we try to achieve it or try to provide it for the indigenous people of Biafra. People in USA can do this. I think that from that it could be easier for us to like achieve the things we need for our struggle.
Yeah, so, that is possible. I think that the best thing for us to do is that, as somebody suggested, we are going to divide up this very fund that we require by continent and then down to countries. It is now the duty of countries like Switzerland, where we have our people, to go to that very meeting and be able to make this suggestion. But that money is going to be divided up. I think somebody even did it for us already. But where we know there is work to be done is USA. If you have your relative, if you have somebody in the USA, tell them to rise up to contribute towards the salvaging of our country, that Ezeago here in Enugu State is under siege. Under massive siege. People must come out. When that time comes, Switzerland will come up and say, this is how we are going to raise this money. We can run it by projects. And if Switzerland does it and it succeeds, then we shall adopt it as a blueprint, as a template for others to copy, for others to follow. My dear brother, thank you very, very much. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
The caller on Skype, if you can hear me, this is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? No. Your line is unstable. Your line is unstable, and for that, we cannot continue with your call. Let us say the caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. No. We couldn't hear them. People are testing out our lines to see if it is actually working, if it is correct. Of course it is correct. This is Radio Biafra. People from all over the world call us. This very broadcast is received in all parts of the world. All parts of the world. The caller on the line on the phone, this is Radio Biafra. If you can hear me, please proceed to give us your name and where you're calling from.
Hello, my director. This is Ugo Chukwudike calling from Malaysia.
Thank you very much. You're welcome to the program. Go ahead.
Okay, director, I think the program, what I want to suggest is this. Because in Malaysia here, some people are starting now, regretting why they never even told us to our rally. So what I'm suggesting this month, if possible, director, if some people, we can put second time demonstration all over the world. I think if we can be able to make it to do second time demonstration, I think all the streets of the whole world will be amazing. So that is what I want to suggest this month. And the time in terms of... I think we are wasting a lot of time. Because this time around, this time we have to fight these people and get what we want. Because now, Nigeria Army, they are divided. I think this is the right time to reach out to these people. So I think we are wasting a lot of time. Anything we know that we can do now to make sure that we have our freedom now. Because I believe that this is the right time to get our freedom. Anything you know, any strategy you know that you will put now that we can get our freedom, please, try to do it now. Please, my director, because some people say they are behind you, they are beside you. Director, I'm not behind you, I'm not beside you. If you fall inside it, I will go there with you. One thing I know in my work, in my business is this. Debra or nothing. Because me and I'm in my working place, I go out, I take my laptop, I stay in my working place, I listen to Debra. I tell people that this is my church, this is my religion. There is nothing, anything apart from Debra is relevant for me. So one thing I want to say is that anything you know that you can do now and get Jabra, please, somebody start letting us do it. Please.
Thank you very much.
God bless you.
And you too, please. That is exactly what we are doing. Everything to bring us Biafra. We are putting everything in place, arranging our systems and our processes. And Biafra is going to come. We have a caller on Skype who has been waiting. Please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on... Yes, I'm talking to you, please. Your name and where you are.
Okay, hello, Director. My name is Darlington Obona. I'm calling from South Australia.
Thank you very much. When you say South Australia, which one is it? I've been to Sydney, I've been to Canberra. Which town is it in South Australia?
Adelaide.
You're in Adelaide. Thank you very much, and you're welcome to the program. Please go ahead.
Thank you. My call is in respect to the issue of raising funds for this course. I'm not sure our population worldwide, I mean Biafrans in diaspora, based on the population we have outside Biafra land, I'm just thinking if we could come up with, say, a little bit of contribution from everybody, even if it's a dollar or two, I think people will not be too stingy to say, well, let me, you know, commit that to this course, because for them it's nothing. But for us, if you put together the population worldwide and everybody paying $1, $2, even $5, I think that would go a long way to solving a lot of problems rather than relying on individuals or wealthy people among us to donate, say, $10,000, $50,000 and more. So this is just my own contribution. If you can... find a way to get the figures, the population of, I know it's going to be approximately the population of Biafrans outside the country. And then based on that, you'll be able to make your rough calculation of what a minimum donation could do in realizing our cause and solving the problems you guys have there at hand. So that's just my contribution. I don't know what you think of it.
What I think of it, my dear brother, is this. First of all, are you part of the family in Australia?
Right now, before the May 30th, I went around to Igbo unions,
yes,
asking if they have any program for 30th May. They said, well, it's going to be in Sydney. And when they said that, I said, okay, what can I do as an individual here to create the awareness in Adelaide? So I went to the city council and one of the biggest malls to ask if they could allow me put up a poster you know, something just to create their awareness. They said, well, you have to write to the city council and the police and all that. So, but anyway, I went to the mall, and then from the mall, I went to the city council. They said, okay, you put it in writing. And while I was doing this, before I could even get a reply, it was already the eve of 30th of May. So I ended up writing back and thanking them for even listening to me. And they promised, well, if in the future I have such plan, I should let them know ahead of time. So
you did well. So you are effectively one of us. One thing I wanted to know is that you are, and you're a Biafran. Egu Adenoha won't have gone away. If we say to our people $5, $1, they will not contribute it. It's in their nature. That is why we rely on people like you to be able to come up with it. At some point, everybody will want to join. But for now, it has to be pioneered by very few people. Those of them who understand what it means to be a Biafran, which you happen to be one of them. We shall go down that route when the time comes. People will come and do exactly what you said. But for this initial phase, we need people to pilot it. And people like you. So continue doing the work that you're doing. Continue supporting your country. It is very, very important to the caller on the phone, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, good morning, Director.
Good morning.
Good morning, Biafrans. Thank you very much. This is Ikechi Bunyago. I'm calling in from Biafra land.
Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you very much. I would like to start by thanking Kwabiam and thanking our God who has made it possible for us to be where we are today. I can't expand my thanks and my appreciation to him in this platform. But I know that we all know that where we are today is not by our will, our power, our ambition and vision and desire, but it's expressly by the mercy of Chukwuebiamah. And we count on that mercy to see us through, because we are all messed up. God has picked people from a messed up nation, and he wants to show them that the dry bones can rise and indeed walk again. I encourage every Biafran, no matter who you are, what position you occupy, wherever you are, whatever you've been putting in for this, I encourage you to expand your coast. I encourage you to do even more. I encourage you to have a talk with yourself and decide that we are not stopping thus far. Biafra is the goal, and Biafra we shall get. I personally want to thank you, Director, for your support, and all the cabinet. I have all been so tuned into the broadcast that I don't know exactly how often gone. Director has had a meeting with me on that, that I am a table man. I want to draw the draft of what I do before I step to do it. And I'm happy, we are happy today, because we've achieved a lot in a short time. Those of you who have called in or sent me messages, or even sent messages across through your links for the death of my father, I show my gratitude to you. I am very grateful to all of you. There are a lot of you who have tried calling me. Of course, you know how it is here. The network has been terrible for me, and indeed for all of us here. So I thank you very much. And indeed, like some of you have said, it is our responsibility. I am a Biafran spirit, soul, and body. And when I feel down, I look towards my people. Your messages, your condolences are so enough for me. I thank you. I have heard our director speaking on the need for the now. Maybe God actually wants us to take it directly from the scratch, because the problem with this abomination called the Zoo Nigeria started from the scratch. So we had to build this one in love. You are in that country, even you are in this place, and you know you can do something about this. We are not talking about 1,000, 10,000. We are talking about millions. Your name will not be erased. And the names of those who do not have to give financially, but have given themselves as every other thing. They are sure the land remembers them. Please, this is where we are today. We have to move from this place. Those of them who are big, who do not go to occasions unless they are big occasions. Now the masquerade has come. We are Igbo. We are Ijo. We are Efik. We are all of us that make up Biafra. It is time for people to stake their belief. It is time for people to stake on their faith. What unites us, our foundation, is Biafra. If you let it slide, if you let us stay where we are today, I am telling you, it's ugly. We need to move to where we ought to go. The world is hearing. They understand that there is nothing for us in this world unless and until we have restored our dear country. And they know we are doing it in spirit and in truth, and we are determined to carry it to the last. So far, God has helped us. So far, the world, despite their indifferences, has seen that we are in the right direction. I encourage them to step up a little higher and to speak, those of them who are democratic nations, those of them who champion human rights, those of them who love human beings, and those of them who believe in God, because I know not everybody believes in God. But I believe in God, my family believes in God, Biafra, my family believes in God. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Ikechukwu, and well spoken. We are with you in body and in spirit. And whatever help there is to render, we must do so, because you are a servant of your country. At times of need like this, your country must also serve you. That is why we are the indigenous people of Biafra. That is why our motto is Onurube Wanabaloso. The same way that we heard the cries of our people in Ezeago and we cannot abandon them, is how we will not abandon you, because in every way you are one of us. You are a Biafran. You have served your country. You will continue to do so. You will continue to do so. At very difficult times like this, we are with you in every way imaginable. We have a caller on Skype. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
This is Ndubisi from India.
Ndubisi, what is your father's name?
Ndubisi Emmanuel Mwoyemba. I'm from Enugu State in Biafra land, Oboka, Nkanu East.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Please, I want to ask, I have some friends and brothers in Biafra land. Please, I'm telling them about joining Biafra Army, because many of them are trying to join Nigerian Army, but they did not allow them to enter. So
please turn your system down. Turn it down.
Okay.
My dear Lord in heaven, Chineken equally hon joke. One day matter won't think Gabigun. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra.
Good morning, Director. My name is Simon. I am also from Amsterdam.
You are calling from Amsterdam. Please go ahead.
Director, after I listened to the broadcast yesterday, I had some suggestions people are making on the challenges facing us. I just want to ask something. Is it not yet time, or I don't know if this program is on the ground now, for we to have like something like diplomatic wings that will make us to get in touch with all these countries, because there are some of them that are waiting for us, or maybe waiting for we to contact them to know if they can support us. I know dear fans, we are many, Igbo people, we are many, but not all. All of them are dear fans, and not all of them will support this movement. And they see it accomplished, then they will be start jumping up. All of them will be calling to celebrate. So I think the task we have in our hand now
maybe we should seek some help from all these countries. Maybe there's some factors, some countries that we need to support. This is something we need to do in a diplomatic way. It's not something we will come out to be voicing. This is what I'm asking. Is such plan on the ground or not?
Every plan is on the ground. What is of concern to us right now is our village is under attack. Ezeago is under, not just yesterday till today. It is under attack. You see, somebody is writing, and I quite agree. So, Sullivan Chime, they can send armed people to go and arrest Benjamin Onwuka, somebody trying to read out a statement on TV. And shoot one of them, according to what the police are saying. But Ezeago is under siege. Those talking about security, unity. Why have you not gone to Ezeago to stop these people? That is a simple question. Ohaneze Ndi Ara, Igbo governors. Why can you people not send your own outriders, the police army, to go to ordinary Ezeago and rescue them? Because you know that they...
We cannot do anything with those people. Those people have been there existing. They are just bunch of thieves and bunch of criminals. They are the people benefiting from this so-called One Nigeria or whatever they call it. Because that day, really my quotation and what I wrote was, Britain, give us divorce from this so-called Nigeria. I don't want to marry again. It's not a force. So whatever I'm saying now is this, we can't fold our hands. We must make our voice heard. There's a caller before that said that there is a meeting going on, the United Nations meeting of indigenous people all over the world. If it is possible, we can also make our voice heard there. Like, you know, BBC, CNN, Al Jazeera, what they are reporting is some two girls, they kill their mother, Boko Haram kill their mother. But what is going on, the problem of those things are not reported. So we need to make our voice heard. Nigeria also called wherever the world, they only listen to people that have arm. If you don't have arm, nobody will gonna listen to you. You know, if we don't have arm, if we don't make anything shake, then they will ask which group is this. So, Director, I just want to use this opportunity to thank you for the movement and the courage and the organizing you are doing. God will see you through. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. We need weapons. We need arms to fight these people. And also, please, if you're fathered by Hausa Fulani people, all of you scattered all over the world who are cowards, lily-livered people, useless fools with Igbo names, may Chukwu Abiyama have mercy upon your souls. I wish these same cattle rearers can go to your house and your families and rape your mothers so you understand what it feels like. Some of you are hopeless. Very, very hopeless. I say I hate the word Igbo. People don't understand it. One day you will understand the reason why. They are killing your mothers and raping them in Ezeago here, not far from where we are. Sullivan Chime cannot send army to them or police. But you sent army and police to shoot people trying to make broadcast about Biafra, that's all. People with youthful exuberance. People who are frustrated. How else can they show their frustration? How else can they show it? You are busy chasing Biafrans when Hausa Fulani people are busy chasing your mother to rape her in the farm. Mad people without shame or honor. No shame and no honor. Your women are being raped. Your own mother is being raped in Ezeago. And you are in America, in Europe, talking rubbish. Rubbish as usual. Rubbish. Give us a name of where you are. The caller on Skype. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director. Are you talking to me?
I am talking to you, please, my dear brother. Please proceed if you can.
Okay. My name is Ekene Jitku Onyedikam. I'm calling from Dublin, Ireland.
Thank you very much, Ekene. Go ahead.
Yes, director, thank you for the work. I'm excited. I'm motivated, you know. And here in Dublin, we are all getting up in this thing. That this is not a child's play, and people have to understand that it's the work is about to start. So I want to say that about the money issue, that in the meetings that we'll be holding all around the world, the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, holding their meetings this week, there should be a roll call that let us know exactly how many people are willing, because it's like joining the army. How many people, not everybody will want to join the army. And then even if you say contribute, not everybody will want to contribute as well. So in the roll calling in the meetings, they should come out with list of names of the Biafrans that are willing to go all the way with finance. And then they should, if anybody want to come into that, anybody that is joining should be asked, not just say, I want to be in the group, I want to be a Biafran. Yes, everybody is a Biafran, but not everybody will be willing to sacrifice their life or even sacrifice or bring out money, but they are Biafran. So I'm suggesting that in the upcoming meetings, this should be one of the agenda that they will discuss. So even though there might be 1,000 of them in the meeting, but if 5 or 6 or 7 of them accept the call to help financially, those people, their name should be written down and then be forwarded to the, if you say Europe, should be forwarded to the European coordinator. And then at least the names or the amount, how many of them that have said, let them also indicate their own ability when they say they will, maybe the list should be 100 euro or $100. Let them indicate, I can afford to do $100 or $200 or $500 every month. So that by that, when it comes to the center, then if they are doing the division, then they will know exactly how many people have said that this is an amount of money I can afford. So that when the accounting people are doing the account, they should also know, okay, this month we are expecting this amount of money. Then they will be, having their budget within that area. So that is what I want to suggest. So that we don't give a heap of work and then expecting money and then getting disappointed. Let us know, even if it's 5,000 people, even if it's in the Facebook now, we are about 200 or 300 and something thousand. If out of that 200 and something thousand, we have a committed people that will commit up to 10,000 of them or 20,000 of them, then the work, we start from there and see how far we will go from people joining in then. That's what I want to contribute. Keep up the good work, Director. I think you are one in a million. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and we shall continue. Our march is relentless. Relentless. We don't intend to stop until Biafra comes. I believe in surprising people. Surprise. Anybody who understands what we are doing will know that our march is relentless. We'll never stop until Biafra comes. Anything short of Biafra is not worthy to be thought about. It's not possible. There has to be Biafra. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good morning from Biafra land.
I'm calling from Malaysia. I called early morning in the last broadcasting.
Go ahead, we are still here. The world is listening.
My name is Akachukwu Osweke. I'm calling from Malaysia. I'm from Amuzu, Amakoya, in Hite Oboma, local government, Imo State, Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
So, Director, why I call we need urgent attention right now. I want to comment, please. I want to order the whole national coordinators to come up with a number of people that is serious, like the last caller said, people that is serious in Biafra. You know that if we have up to 100,000 population of Biafran people that is very committed, that are willing to die for Biafra, if we have up to 100,000 people all over the world, and those the 100,000 people can raise up to $100 each, we are now coming up to $10 million. If 100,000 people can raise $100 each, it's $10 million. You know. So what I want to say that I believe that Biafran all over the world can raise such amount of money even now, because we are formidable. So the only thing is that we need a very fast process of doing things right now, because as you said, we can't afford to, you know, to be here and hearing bad news over there and we keep silent. It's not well doing. So what I want to suggest, please, you have the order. And why I'm listening to Radio Biafra is because of your voice. So you are the right place to order the whole national coordinators to tell the members, look at what we want from now till this weekend or next week. We can do it. I know all different people here, even here in Malaysia, people go to drink and drink more than $300 or $500 one night. So we can do it. The only thing is that we need somebody to tell, need a strong hand. We don't need somebody, you know, to do willingly. We don't like doing things willingly. The only thing we understand is the sound of God. So let me know what we have. We need somebody like our national coordinators, to our zonal coordinators, to pressurize us. Bring this. Look at what we want from you now. If 100,000 people all over the world can raise only $100, then I tell you, we got 10 million immediately. Within 1 week, it can happen within 1 week. But if we continue to give way for people to, you know, to give suggestions, I want you to call meeting, even today, there will be emergency meeting. It happens in every national or wherever. We can give them for any emergency meeting. Today or tomorrow, we can raise money within 2-3 days, this money. Let everybody contribute. Before you know it, we can raise up to 10 or even 5 million. We can start up doing something. So that is what I want to suggest. Even here, I'm telling you now, I want to go to meeting. We have meeting right now. So I want to comment it there also, because I can tell you, I have some money I want to donate also. But if everybody can come up with something else, even today,
Are you waiting for other people to donate before you donate? I don't get your point.
No, I already donated. I donated my 100,000 for the bronze. I already give money for Biafra work. You know, I like Biafra. I'm a Biafran, so I don't wait for somebody to ask me what to do. But I want to tell you to help to ask others. I know our problem here in Malaysia. I know our problem, and that is the only way that we can get something out from it.
That is correct. That is correct also, and we are going to do some of the things that you talked about. We will put every measure in place to ensure that we get what we are looking for. Those things we want are arms and ammunition. Anybody listening to this broadcast this morning, you can help. People can help as they are calling Radio Biafra in the morning. After helping, you tell your friends as well. We are not there. You can go and say to your friends, look, this is how much I contributed. What are you doing about it? What have you done? That's what we can do. Even starting from now.
I don't think nobody preach Biafra to people more than me. You know, I almost fight every day because of Biafra.
So that one is meant not already. But I'm telling you, the only thing, because I am here on ground, I have, you know, I made some interview with people, I read with people, I even did fellow our dear friends. You know, I understand that giving is a spirit. It's not a talent, it's a spirit. Somebody must give when they have the spirit of giving. Even though you have millions, if you don't have the spirit of giving, can't give. But sometimes somebody can give with because of the pressure in him. You know, I understand that is two ways of giving. Some people can give because they have the spirit, but some people can give because of the pressure. So I think every diaphragm needs pressure, even though you have the spirit of giving. And after you give the one you are asked to give, if you want to give 20 billion, okay, you can give that one also. But at least let us have a target that everybody that is a financial brother must arise with this standard or this money. Then if you want to give 20 billion, then you can give above. But at least look at what we want from you so that we can achieve our goal. We have something at hand. That is where I'm coming from, sir.
I understand that. We shall also factor that in. Thank you very much. We have a caller on Skype. This caller, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
The director, are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, please. The other caller on the other Skype line, stay where you are. I'm talking to Valentine Eze, if I'm not mistaken. Please go ahead.
Okay. Good morning, director.
Morning.
This is Valentine Eze from Paris.
Thank you very much. Our coordinator. Go ahead.
I just came in not quite a long time, but I think I didn't want to go straight to the last two callers that called. I didn't want to comment on what they said about knowing how many people that is financial up to date. I think what they are suggesting, that idea, I do buy the idea. And that's exactly what we've started doing already here in France. So I so much believe we don't need to remind everybody or any other country or each person. Now is no longer the time of discussion. We are in the second phase of the struggle. We really want to know, like we discussed in our last meeting, we really want to know how many people are financial up to date. How many are strongly with us? How much can you contribute in every month? We cannot call you on phone to say you, if any amount you say you will contribute, you know is your duty every month to pay that. I think here in France we already started making up to that such list. So that is quite a good is a really interested idea. I really adopt what they said, which we have already implemented here in France. So I suggest if other countries should adopt such idea, that will help us, that will take us a long way. We know that the reason why I brought that idea here in France in our meeting, let us know that exactly how much can we get every month. Current concern, we know that 20 euro must be available. If there is still other people who can put a little thing to support at the end, that is something different. But automatically we know come rain, come sun. Like other people, when you are working, you know by the end of the month, this is what you aim. So that is my aim. That's the reason why I came up with that idea in our last meeting. And our people, few people still registered. I still reach other people in other areas. Then I think I got a few of our people in that list. So I was surprised that people can even call today and suggest the same and put up the same idea on the line.
Okay.
So I urge other countries if they can adopt such idea. It's very, very interesting. So that we know exactly back in Biafra land, they know, so that you guys back home, we know that at the end of the month, come rain, come sun, this is at least, it will not be less than this amount we come in. Or instead of being less, it will be higher. So that's the reason why I put the idea and I adopt the idea.
It's a very good idea as well. And I'm sure that our overall head of the Directorate of State, Uchenna Asiebu, is listening. If this is that the things that will make life a lot more easier, then so be it. We shall adopt it. We shall adopt it, because right now we have other departments as well where all these ideas and suggestions will be channeled for all our coordinators to make use of it. Valentine, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Director.
Thank you. We also have somebody else on the line. The caller on Skype, give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Okay, thank you very much, my director. My name is Chisom Ihanacho Obakala. I'm here in Thailand.
Thank you, Chisom. Thank you very much. Thank you. Please go ahead.
I have a little contribution to make.
Go ahead.
It's about this second phase. This second phase needs a dedicated people. Like the previous organization, the previous Memory Day we had, there are people who have been in this struggle. They are not struggling with you. They are not struggling with this movement until they saw how successful May 30th was. And they are now coming out to show more seriousness. We need people that are more dedicated and who are able to offer whatever they have in this struggle. I think the problem we have within this second phase now is this. We need to organize and make sure that this contribution of money should be for everybody, not individuals. And the problem we are having now is this. So many people are having doubt.
Yes, so many people are having what?
How to pay. So many people are having doubt how to send money from wherever they are. I mean, I have been receiving so many complaints from everywhere, mostly here in Thailand. And many people are able, they are ready to pay money, and many people are ready to contribute anything, but the procedures, the way they can be able to transfer money is the problem.
So what do you suggest we do?
I suggest we bring a kind of, we think, and I think everybody must be involved in this contribution. It's not supposed to be individual. And many people are suggesting if there is a way they can be able to contribute money without using direct payment, because there are so many people who are not who don't even have visa, who don't even have stay, so they cannot do all those things directly. But they need support. They need a credible source which they can be able to know that this money they have sent this money and it has reached to the source of what they want to do.
I know, but how do we do it? I agree with you, but how do we do this thing? Say, take Thailand, for example. Tell us how we're going to do it. Go ahead.
I believe we are making progress, and I believe Chukwu Abema is with us. As we forge ahead, solution is coming forth also. And secondly, what I want to suggest is this. In this second phase, we cannot wait before we buy jet fighters or armored tanks or heavy armories. I think if we have come to a conclusion, maybe contacting other groups, AJO, AFIC, at least the soldiers on ground now has to mount on all the boundaries of Biafra land, first of all, and to push any attack that can be able to cause any chaos, like what is happening in Ezeagu in Enugu State now. All those things are not supposed to happen. We should start the defense force, first of all. We should start doing something, first of all, so that our NMB... I know that everything is happening. We are taking a normal process, building it block by block. At least, we need to start doing something first. That is what I think now. But for the...
It is the money, brother. It is the part of very money. Chisum, the same part of that money to start something small that we are looking for. That's what we're doing. We're not asking for more tank or for anti-aircraft gun, no. It is looking for the same small money. I trust our men. We are very strong. It is the money to get the small things together so that it can lead to the big thing. That is what we're looking for. Once it is complete, you see what will happen. Please.
Okay, sir. Okay. And him to kind of deliberate. What I want us to deliberate more now is how everybody will get involved on this contract. Everybody, sir, everybody is interested. There are people you think that are not listening to Radio Biafra. They are listening to Radio Biafra. Everybody is interested, but the people are doubting the source they have to send money. That is the problem we are having now.
Then those of you with such difficulties should come up with a solution. How do we then solve the problem? Think about it. Speak to all these people. Agree that this is a very safe way to do it. There are people doing legitimate businesses all the way around the world, in Thailand especially. Should we use one of them? I went to Livinus, Chicago. That was where I held a meeting once. in Thailand. Okay. Is Levy not a trustworthy person? Don't they do business?
Yes, you're right, you're right,
exactly.
You're
right. If you people can sit down and say, we give XYZ amount of money to our treasurer will give it to Levy. Levy will remit it to us here. Simple and very, very short. So when you come to meetings and you contribute, the treasurer will write your name down. At the end of the week, you take the money, or end of the every 2 weeks, because it can be every month. We don't have every month to wait for. You take it to Levy Cargo. Levy Cargo will remit it to us here. As simple as that. Okay. What is difficult about that? We must learn to trust each other, please. Very, very important.
Thank you very much. Thank you very
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you. We also have a caller on the phone. The caller on Skype, stay where you are. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, good morning, director.
Good morning.
Cecilia calling from Germany.
Our dear beloved Cecilia from Germany, you are welcome to the program. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good, director, thank you for the work you're doing for us. Please, about the information you gave us, that these people, they are now on the ground. They are this. For me to say, if not because of information, to spread information, this Radio Biafra should be closed so that we face what is now on the ground. People who don't have anything to be doing, they are just calling, saying all sorts of things. Please, director, we should face these people. And I want to have the number from Chisum, please. I want to have the number from Chisum from Thailand.
Okay. Chisum rang us on, it wasn't on the phone. Chisum rang us on Skype. I will look for his Skype name and forward it to you by text message, please.
And people are now waiting for next month to go and watch football while their land is being taken over. I don't understand, my people. Oh, my God.
It's terrible. It's terrible, my dear sister.
May God help us. May God help us.
You say?
I wish if they go out to watch that football, they will die there. And people just bank their money. They don't want to bring out their money. If they die, who will eat that money?
How's that Yoruba people? How's that Yoruba? Of course, they understand that very, very well. The reason is not that we cannot be illegal and get this money, you see. We can do some illegal stuff and get the money. But people say, not people, I know that for sure, that if we double into any illegality, Chukwu Abiyama will draw his grace from us. And that is all. We are not allowed to. Biafra is a holy calling. You don't mix Biafra with fraud or illegality. Once you do it, you are finished. That is why it is very, very important that our people understand this. Those that funded, that gave Golda Meir the money with which we to buy weapons to defend Israel, they are from the USA. They gave her $50 million. In those days, the Jewish people in America raised $50 million to give to Golda Meir. She used it to go to Europe to buy weapons. And the rest, as they say, is history because Israel won. Our people don't understand it is incumbent upon them to do this very thing for us to be able to. The damage Hausa people cost is to go and father a lot of people with Igbo names. But in actual fact, they're Hausa people. That is the only bad thing they did to us. Thank you very much, my dear sister. Continue praying for us. Continue praying for us. There is our dear sister Cecilia calling us all the way from Germany. We have a caller on Skype. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Director.
Yes, please.
Good morning, director.
Good morning, my dear brother. Good morning.
My name is Obinna Vincent Ajelo.
Yes, go ahead, Obinna.
I'm calling from France.
Paris. Yeah. From Paris in France, go ahead, please.
Yeah, director, please. I want to go straight to the point because everybody will call. He said, director, I'm with you. After we call, we'll come on Facebook, director, I'm with you. I'm with you. When this is the time now. All of them are calling, director, I'm with you. I'm with you. Let them come out now and bring money. So we bring their money and post the how they send the money on Facebook. Let all the whole world know that they bring one kobo to give to the director. Now is the time. Let all of them come out now and bring the money. Let me go straight to what my coordinator said in Paris. What he said is not exactly what you mean for our last meeting. Let the money we are contributing, let us know which people are who. Every month you give all that money correctly. So that from that money will be given to all our soldiers on the ground for the money for them for eat and all the clothes. Well, the one in my connector suggested, let everybody, if we update, give us €100 or $100. Let him be current so that if we get that 100,000 all over the world, we can take it and start something. I believe this is the solution. Not to tamper the money we contribute monthly. That monthly money is for the food and the clothing for those our soldiers. We can't use that one for the weapons. Let us all of us gather and bring €100 each person or $100. Let us go for that one. That means that one goes separate, not for the monthly dues. That's what I say. I call to suggest.
Thank you very much, and your suggestion is in order. This is Radio Biafra. People are calling us all over the place. The calls are coming in from all parts of the world. We now have another person. Your name and where you are, please, the caller on Skype. This is Radio Biafra. Can you turn your system down, please? Turn it down. Turn your system off or down. You're speaking to the world. Please, go ahead.
It's me, Director.
Yes, I'm talking to you. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, but my system is not on.
Sorry?
My name is Kagozi Egu from Umuolemi Switch.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I live here in the Netherlands. Actually, yes. I'm the guy that called you before during the time of contribution at Amsterdam.
Yes, Amsterdam.
My question is this, about the guy who said about people who don't have a stay, how to contribute. Somebody like me here, I don't have a stay. But that doesn't make me to stop, you know, contribute. That's the reason why we have coordinators. And that's the reason why we go meeting every week. Mean those who don't have to stay or who don't have to contribute, you must go to your coordinator and lend your contribution there, and you come to what Biafra land. I hope that will be okay to everybody. Because somebody like me here, I don't have to stay. What I contribute and I go there to pay it, because I know there's no other for me to send it to you people. So I have to go to coordinator to drop it there, and you must come to Biafra land.
Of course, I agree with you.
So that's what I have to say. So I think they can also look about it.
I agree with you. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. We have somebody on the phone. After that, we go to the caller on Skype. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. This is a live broadcast of Radio Biafra. Please, a live broadcast. The AM version of Radio Biafra. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Director. Good morning.
Good morning, my dear brother.
My name is Onyebuchi Anene. Apologio to the Idemiri local government.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
I'm calling from Hamburg in Germany.
Go ahead, please.
I just want to say that I salute your confidence and your courage. Well done for the work you are doing for the Biafra land. You know? I'm so happy and pleased to see what is going on. You are the Moses of our time. And very quickly, if it will be possible to get an account, you know, direct account from Biafra land, where somebody can transfer.
Yes. Hello?
Yeah, can you give me the account number very quickly, please?
Yes, I can. I will send it to you. You are calling from... Are you calling from Germany or what? Because your number says 49. Is it a German number?
Yes, I'm calling from Germany, yes.
You're calling from Germany, and your number ends in 5397. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct.
Then we're going to send you a text message in the next 10 minutes, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much, and keep on the good work.
Of course, we are relentless. Rocha Sokorocha and his agents may try. The criminal, the kidnapper, and the, how can I put it, the desecrator of the memory of the dead may have his own people yapping, but very soon now, which happened there in Ine. Very, very soon. Dear Lord. Then turn on your guys. Let's keep going. This is Biafra we're doing, isn't it? This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on Skype, your name and where you are. We are in Enugu in Biafra land, unlike any other. Please go ahead.
Hello, Director. This is Kinsley Wangwa from Malaysia.
Kinsley Wangwa, go ahead. Go ahead. The world is listening. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yes, Director, I want to suggest concerning people for an account to deposit money in Biafra land. I think we can still add the account number since we are not hiding anything. We add the account number on our official website, radiobiafra.co.
Yes.
Immediately you will see it by the side of the donation menu. Then he can copy it and make the payment as well. That is one. Then, secondly, concerning the sharing of funds, people is suggesting that we do it in a way whereby it will work through the country, they share it or whatever. But I'm still insisting, agree with the caller from India yesterday. We share the money through that medium, then the Asia reps or the coordinator during that zone, we now coordinating, because I believe strongly that every country has their own way of generating funds. The movement in maybe in US or in Europe is not the same thing applicable here, and in terms of organizing and talk to your people and raising funds. Everybody knows how the geographical area he is works. So whereby you know your people, you know how you can talk to them. The announcement have been given that, for example, Malaysia, you people are going to give us 100 naira. Now it is the due process of the national coordinator to work it out with their zonal coordinator, and all of them will work out together. You have given us power, one, by letting everybody, we need this. Now, this is also country, this is what we need from you. How the money comes in from so time to so time, we need this money. So how we get it, how we work it out, is none of anybody's business. The people in Morocco or wherever, they have their own way of coordinating and generating the money. The final answer there is, were you able to remit the money? Yes, finish. For me, that is my own suggestion. We work it through that medium. Now, pertaining to the person in Thailand that calls in how to remit money, people is ready. They are willing, but they are afraid on how to, brother, or they don't have any means to send the money. Brother, I put it to you, that is a typical fallacy. They have the, if you are seriously willing that you want to contribute money, the same way you are finding it to send money to your mother back home in Biafra land, you will also find the possibility of doing it that way. If you do have a reliable person you trust to handle the money over there, our Asia rep here in Malaysia, we trust him. You try to communicate with him, then he will tell you how to pay the money in Thailand. And it will be announced on the air, whether you people they receive it or not. But my advice is to you is this. Maybe the problem paralyzed in the life of the people, maybe coordinating over there, the individual don't trust if they handle the money over to them. There is a receipt being issued. I hope you people also have that receipt. Anybody that made any payment, give that person the official receipt. Every month in any zone, please account for those people that make the payment. Those that make the payment, account for them. And let them wait to hear the record on air. So that if it been announced that Thailand was able to remit or they did not able to remit, then they will know that, yes, our money get to the director or they did not get. That is it. So I don't see anything difficult for sending the money back home there. It's all about understanding. If you want to prove that you believe on the struggle and how to remit the money is a problem, no, for me, I don't agree on that. So work it out with your people. If you can't work it out with your people, connect our Asia Rep. We honestly trust him. Even our national coordinator here, we also trust him. So they can give you more advice on how to carry on. Thank you.
Mwangwa, thank you very much. Thank you for that. Please, we have a caller on the phone. Your name and where you are. They have gone. They have left. This is Radio Biafra. Perhaps they were trying to see if we are here or not. Perhaps they were trying to see if we are genuine or not. Of course we are. And Chukwu Abiama is our God. That is why we proceed without fear, without hesitation, without any plan of retreating nor surrendering. Because we are Biafran people, Biafra or death. Most of you mortals may not understand what we are saying, but we are here to get Biafra or we die getting Biafra. No other alternative. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra.
Good morning.
Good morning. Please turn your system down. I can hear my own voice. Turn the system down. I presume you're listening via satellite. This is Radio Biafra.
Okay, I'm calling from Biafra. I'm Chigozie.
Sorry, what is
from
your
Port
name?
Harcourt.
From Port Harcourt.
Chigozie.
Chigozie from Igualcha. Yeah. Please go ahead. The world is listening to your voice this very minute. Go ahead.
Director, I don't have much to say. It's just that I want you people to send me the account number so that I can do as I can. Then
yes.
Go ahead. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud. The world is hearing as well, not just me. Everywhere in the world, people are listening to your voice. Go ahead.
So I need the account number, account detail, to send the money. Then the next thing is that I want to know about the volunteer. I mean to join the army.
They started arriving already. One also came yesterday. We had a volunteer yesterday from Benin. We are with him here. Anybody and everybody, once you come, you report, you go to your village, and then we'll come and speak to you because we are having formations and units in each division we have in Biafra land. We'll come there, speak to you, then tell you when the call to camp will be. But what is ready, we don't want to say these things on the air, you see. My dear brother, we are recruiting. Please call us after the program.
All right, sir.
Thank you very much. People say we shouldn't say much, and we are trying not to say much. Please, you have to bear with us. It doesn't mean we are not doing anything. We are doing it, but we don't want to say it, you see. We don't want to. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? If you can, this is Radio Biafra morning transmission on this very day, the 11th day of June in the year of our Lord 2014, with the time now standing at approximately 8:41, which means 19 minutes to 9 a.m. in the morning. Please go ahead. Is he there with me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the phone. Can this caller hear me?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, my dear brother. Please, your name and where you are calling from.
My name is John. I'm calling from Dublin, Ireland.
John, what is your father's name?
John Chukwuemeka.
Chukwuemeka is better. Please go ahead. The world is listening.
Director, you know, I called before concerning this thing, you know. I'm suggesting all these rich people that in Biafra land, I'm not talking about politicians, I'm talking about business people, that we can send some messages to them to volunteer too, because they can't sit there and watch them. So we have to send a message to them and see, look at what we are doing so that they can volunteer too. So they can be doing business there, and we are here struggling about money, and they have money there too. You know, we have to send message to them. You know, I'm not talking about politicians. I'm talking about business people that all over Biafran's land, you know. We have to send message to them. Even if they have anyone they have, they volunteer, you know. Some people don't listen to Radio Biafra, you know. So that is what I want to suggest.
Very good point. We shall do so. But the money we are asking for is the money to commence what we said we are going to do. Afterwards, all these people will join later. What we're asking for is for the indigenous people of Biafra to kickstart the very essential phase of this very movement, because here we don't hide anything. That is one thing about us, because we are very, very honest and truthful. Those people are coming and they're joining us. We shall go to them later on and they will respond to us. They will oblige. They will come to us. There's no worries about that. I have no doubt whatsoever that they will come to us. We must continue. We must proceed. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, please, man, woman, or child, we are fighting to set our country free from the shackles of iniquity and darkness. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, if you can hear me, please tell us your name and where you're calling from. Can you hear me? We had a caller on Skype. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I can hear the static from their side, but they can't hear me. Can the caller on the phone hear me, please? Can you hear me, the caller on the phone?
Yeah, director, good morning. This is Oliver from Italy.
Good morning, my dear brother. Please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Okay, my name is Oliver Chimaiga. I'm coming from Italy. I'm from Umuere in Anambra.
Thank you.
Please, director, to contribute to what we are saying this morning concerning the contributions and how we're going to finance the contents of this struggle.
Yes, go ahead. Oliver, we are listening. Go ahead.
Okay, so, director, what I'm suggesting, you know, as a local coordinator, as we call ourselves, or zonal coordinators on the ground, regarding to how our people react and behave, I think what you have to do, because the money is much, so you need to share this money to all the countries involved. Then we share it according to the countries, and we take it in three phases: first phase, second phase, and third phase. Why? Because when we contribute the money in the first phase, an actual tax at the eastern part in Biafra land, people will see the need to keep on contributing. So I'm suggesting the money should be shared so that we forget about all this. If you call for launching, people are not going to give anything. You know, some will give, there are people who will give 1,000, 2,000, 5,000 as they may have, but some will be giving 50 euro, 30 euro, and as long as this is not what we, so that let it be something that is a continuous trend. In three phases, like the Jews, the way they did their own, some people will be going around collecting money from people. Maybe somebody will come to Vicenza today and say, a brother from Israel has come to collect the contribution to liberate our land, Israel. And people will be gathering money and giving to the very first thing, and they will go back and buy the ammunition. I think that will be the best thing we have to do now. Share the money to the countries, so that we do it in three phases, so that people will start contributing. In my own zone, I would know that maybe we are supposed to contribute 10,000, and we start to contribute it gradually in three phases. We start sending the money to the action. We are all waiting for action. We are not done yet with what they did to our senators. So that one is a different case. And now the people are encroaching. They are now trying to colonize us again through Enugu, coming down from Enugu. And this is the way they come. If they find out at that place there are no resistance, they will start pushing ahead. So this is what I'm suggesting, director, this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you, my dear brother. Very good suggestion, and we welcome it. We shall work with it. Do we have a caller on Skype?
Yes, my name is, director. My name is Chukwudi Ofoma. I'm calling from Australia.
Thank you very much, Ofoma, as well, from Australia. One of our principal sponsors. Please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Yes, director, I have a few things to add to the last caller. His suggestion was good. I think we need to start, since we tell our people the truth on the air, and we have been campaigning about we need money to buy arms. It's the time. I'm not a fashion of calling a launching. But if that is going to bring some of our people out, let's just campaign for a day. Let's say for a month, you campaign it on the air. Secondly, whatever that is left, we break it into countries, like the last caller is suggesting. Then we make it up. If we say every country, I don't know, maybe 1,000, 2,000 depending, then we see what we come up at the end of the day. The reason of the launching is if we pull out the advert, give it a good talk on the air, and we set a date, let's see what will happen that day, because it means that we are serious. You know, when you talk, we need arms. Our people doesn't really understand. They thought that it's a joke.
That is true. But we need arms now. How can we stop Hausa Fulani people?
They think that you are joking. You are not serious. So when it's Oluna no Muma, then I believe those who are listening will come up like we do with the senator, and I believe our people will respond, because our people, most of us, are waiting for the action. A lot are going to join, but they are sick and tired of talking all the time. They just want action. I believe that will help to wake up their spirit to join.
Of course.
Yeah, yes. That's what I'm suggesting. That's my suggestion. Another one I wanted to talk is, you know that we have left Nigeria for very long, the zoo for a very long time. Beke Oyibo is already mastered us, but, you know, as you said, it would be good to have a Oyibo language, maybe during the day. We find a spot for it. At least, some of the times, our people, English, is difficult for us to digest and understand. When you speak it in English, that Hausa Fulani invaded our land. Oh, no, you book it, sorry. In English, some of us are got here in Akowa, you know? So we have to at least break it down. So, there is a way you'll be talking to somebody or saying something. That person is not paying attention. But if you make one comment, that will bring the mind of that person back.
That is.
So perhaps that might be able to help to wake up their mind, if we can be able to do it in other Biafran languages, not only in Igbo, but other languages. So I know that it's in your diary, but if there is a way to speed it up, that will help.
Yes, amongst many, of course, I agree. I agree with you as well. And your points are well taken. They are simulated. And thank you very much. We must grow Australia. We need help from Australia as well. We need help and help and help from all parts of the world, from everywhere on this planet. If I need to stay where you are on Skype, but the caller on the phone, your name and where you are, this is Radio Biafra.
Good morning, Namde.
Good morning, my dear brother.
Good morning, sir. Yes, my name is Najo Fokenwa from East London.
Thank you very much.
Please, I want to go straight to some points that I want to make.
Go ahead.
I had one of our brothers yesterday asking approximately how much do we need for the struggle. I'd wanted to chip in on that question yesterday, as much as everyone has got the right to ask anything they want to ask. But I think I don't really believe that it's appropriate to start asking about the price tag of what we are doing, because I think freedom has no price.
That is correct.
It has a very big price. It has a very big price to pay. So there is no price tag for Biafra. There is no amount of money that Biafra will require today that one can say, oh, it's too much, or this is how much we want. Why should we even talk about 600 million? For goodness sake, Biafrans all over the world, home and abroad, is over 60 million, if I'm not mistaken, too much. So why not, instead of asking of how much we want, for goodness sake, is it difficult for any grown-up right-thinking Biafran living abroad in particular, no matter how, even if, as long as you have been to anywhere you are residing and stayed for up to 6 months to a year, none of us can say that he cannot afford to make available at the start, even if €100, $100 or £100 for crying out loud. And then how can somebody stand up and start talking and asking of how, who to give money? But you are announcing every day that our 909 number, one can call and the detail could be sent. Who will stand up and say, you don't know how to go to a money transfer to send money to Nigeria? Why not let us start, all Biafrans in diaspora, to stand up today and swore a personal affidavit and say, I am sending for Biafran cause $100, €100, or £100 today. And as I'm talking to you, please, you see my number. Let me start, for example. I would like to get that account details sent. And via internet money transfer, I will send my own £100 from London this morning. Can every Biafran living anywhere around this world where we are existing, to please make it as a point of duty for a start, just for a start? You can be a millionaire or billionaire, it doesn't matter. Let's all, every man or woman, if you cannot pay, if your man cannot pay, please, if you are the wife, pay for him. If your wife cannot be able to pay for your wife. Let's make it again the 100 for the start. £100, $100, €100, starting from now. Let's forget about all this bickering on how who to give money, how can we assemble and this. That one will come later. Let's start somewhere first. This Biafran freedom has no price tag.
That is true.
Please move on. And somebody come on air yesterday asking about speaking an Igbo language. I am an Igbo man. I'm a Wawa man from Enugu State. But we have other brothers and sisters that are not speaking Igbos. That one is agenda of later how to do on the language issue. We are talking about starting action. We are under attack. And I don't buy this idea of some people don't understand if English is spoken. Who is the mumu that does not understand when you are under attack? Under attack is under attack. There is no other way to talk about it. Even if it's broken, attack is attack.
My brother, you're looking at me like this morning.
Even in football game, attack is attack.
Oh God.
So how is it difficult to understand?
It is not. I agree.
For goodness sake, let every Biafran living everywhere you are around this world. If you know, I've had one of our brothers talking before. If you know how you always jump to money transfer and send money to your brother, sister, father, or mother, go and send $100, pound, or euro today. Don't send us rupee, pound, euro, or American dollar. For goodness sake. If you cannot afford that, then you are not supposed to be a Biafran. You are not supposed to exist.
I agree with you. I agree. In total, and Enugu is under siege, under attack.
I'm bickering non-stop, talking about who to give money, who to consult. All that one will come later. Buying a craft or bomber, doesn't matter. What we know is that Biafra need money now. That's it.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. Thank you. Well spoken. Well spoken. We have a caller on Skype. Our last caller for the day. Please, your name and where you are calling from. We are Radio Biafra. Irrepressible, indomitable. We only march forward. We don't look back. We crush our enemies as we march. Anything we say we are going to do, we have done or about to complete. Our enemies, our detractors, we are sent by Lucifer. We destroy and damage all of them. We do not compromise. We don't allow ourselves to mingle with those that serve Hausa Fulani people. We are pure. We are clean. We are incorruptible. We are whiter than white and whiter than snow. If you know what we have done, you come out and say it. Be proud enough to lift up the phone and call. Only 2 seconds, you'll be destroyed completely with reason, truth, and argument. As simple as that. The caller on Skype, please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, Director. Good evening from Taiwan here. This is Lawrence Anne, sorry, from Taiwan.
From Taiwan, it is early in the morning here in Biafra land. Please go ahead. The world is listening.
Thank you, Director. Thank you. This is Lorenzo, and once again, the coordinator of the Indigenous People of Biafra in Taiwan. And I thank you, Director, for your good job.
and I thank you for all you are doing for us. I support our brother who just called now from London, and the one just giving £100 now. I think this would be a more faster way for us to move, because our people are so slow in understanding what it means for us to be free. So I think everybody who calls, and I know that sometimes maybe you feel very, very sad or ashamed to talk to our people in terms of money or something. You don't have to be, because we know what you are doing. You are not cheating on us. You are dealing with us correctly, and you are open-minded. So tell us what to do and put it in a way that everybody will understand it, and we move on like that, because we all trust you and we have confidence and faith in you, Director. So I think that if anybody, like our brother said, another director, I'm with you, I'm beside you, anybody who calls radio now should tell us how much are you giving for us to buy ammunition. Because we need ammunition. Everybody is just sitting down everywhere, there, all over the world. So nobody is moving. The director is crying every day, we need money, we need money. Yes, we need money. Our people know we need money. We need to buy ammunition. And that was something I have, but I don't know who. Sometimes we speak it in Igbo so that some people will understand. We need money to buy ammunition. We can't continue like this. They have finished killing us in the south, in the north, I mean. Now they are down here in Enugu. No, we cannot accept that. Anybody who called Radio Biafra, you must tell us how much are you giving for us to buy this ammunition, because we have people, Director, all over the world. I don't know what is wrong with our people. We really have people. Everywhere we go, you see thousands of Biafrans. So how much are we asking here to buy this ammunition? Everybody come up $100, $50, £100. I think we can move more forward and get more ammunition to fight these hoodlums on our land. But this is my contribution, Director, and I will be supporting with $100.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, whatever thing that it is that you are doing, please, please, please support our effort. We are not kidnappers. We are not criminals. We told and made our peace with God and said we will not dabble into any criminality that will harm the interest of our people. Because of that, we expect our people to fund this very global phenomenon, this very movement of ours, and Chukwu Abiama will do his own bit as well. We have come to the end of the program. Thank you very much, wherever you are, where you have listened to us from. We are coming again 7 p.m. this evening. 7 p.m. again. We will be live on air. Our march is unstoppable. We are irrepressible. This is Radio Biafra. This Biafra we talk about all the time is our religion. On this radio station, Radio Biafra is where we worship, because Chukwu Abiama is God. He will guide, protect, nurture, and keep each and every one of you. But more importantly, this same Chukwu Abiama, the ever-loving Chukwu Abiama, will bless Biafra. Thank you very much. And good morning from your capital city, Enugu, as we await you again 7 p.m. in the evening. Have a nice day.
We love and cherish. We have vanquished our enemies. All hail Biafra. God bless Biafra. Biafra, we have emerged triumphant from all our foes.